is Susan Sarandon forces a trump card, Ray isn't playing, and let's just say that Mickey, well, he's got something up. You know what I mean. Keep it here. It's season. You see, it's season 5, episode 10. We break it down.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Okay, so my co-hosts are still dishing on me for that intro. But come on, you know what I mean.
Yeah. Oh
okay, God. Before we get into it, and we're going in big time, my name is Elizabeth Alfano. You can find me at Dinner Party CHGO on Instagram and Twitter, and of course, all my celebrity interviews at thedinnerparty.tv, and I would be remiss if I did not say, all right,
there
my
you
cubbies.
Go.
It's okay, we're coming back. It's okay, people, don't panic. Cubbies, ladies, where can everybody find you?
Hey, guys, my name is Louisa Sharamati, and thanks for tuning in. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at LuluSharTV, and yes, I am still on Facebook at Louisa Sharamatian.
And I'm Rachel Goodman. You can find me on Instagram or Twitter at Rach Goodman, or on Facebook, yeah, me too, at Rachel Ann Goodman, and something was definitely up with Mickey.
Perpetually
up. Up must come down.
But
right?
It took quite a while, and he had asked for a couple rides on there. Okay,
damn.
So everybody join the chat, because this is going to be a good one. But before we get into a little comic relief, what the heck about Natalie? So they immediately start the show with, we see her husband, mm-hmm. about to be ex-husband, although they never officially really separated, strangling her. And Ray at least envisioning this in his mind. And is being so pained by her death, of course. What did you guys think of that opening scene? So
he feels guilty, I think. If he was just there 10 minutes sooner or...
Yes.
You know?
And here's the thing. I think that was his imagination.
Me
I don't
too.
Think that was actually what happened, but he's probably not far off. He's been in this business a long time. So
and
he
she has strangle marks.
Yeah. Except for the fact that I feel like Sam is in on this somehow, and that there's more than meets the eye, and maybe it didn't happen at all, like what Ray thinks.
Ray thinks, honestly, I think what he thinks is that they are trying to frame him, or they're planning something on him, because Sam called and said, do not tell the cops that, first of all, she's pregnant, but don't even mention Doug. And what does Ray do? He mentions Doug. Good job, Ray, because
right,
you're
absolutely.
Saving yourself.
Yes.
Thank God, yeah.
And I thought she was out to get Ray until the very end of the episode when she confronts him. And now, instead of her being out to get him, it almost seemed like she wanted to partner up with him. And, well, not partner. Of course, she would be the boss. But get him to do her dirty work, basically.
So let's talk about this a little bit, because I'm confused as to why Sam would want Natalie dead. Why does she want her dead? I mean, it makes no sense that she's just killing everybody left and right. Why would she do that?
Doug, maybe. He's in the middle. I'm not sure exactly why, but... Maybe Rachel can...
Do you think maybe Doug wanted her dead? And that because Sam is working with Doug, that this is why it happened?
No, well, that baby was going to ruin everything.
That's exactly what I think.
I don't think so, because Doug is pitted against her. The first opportunity that he has, he says, okay, I'm taking half the company. So she knows that Doug is not an ally. So, and Natalie was bringing in the studio millions of dollars, they were saying. Every day, they were losing millions because Natalie wasn't on set. Okay, so she has a baby. How could it really ruin everything? Even if it's Doug's baby, I think that just keeps Doug and Natalie under her thumb even more. Because Doug can't leave her without upsetting the film business, and Sam needs Natalie, so she won't let Doug leave.
It goes deeper than that, because Sam also has that whole situation with Tom being killed, and Doug
yes.
mentioned, I know who killed Tom, and I know how much you paid him. We don't know the killer of Tom yet.
Right.
Do you all think... We're going to find out the next episode who killed Tom, or that's probably irrelevant to the plot now.
Well, unless it's someone we know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. See, I think that there's something more.
There is something
and
more.
And I think it has to do with Sam's son.
Oh, yeah, you said that last time.
Oh, so that's interesting.
Yeah. Oh, and someone on YouTube said that, too. Shout out to whoever commented to that. But our YouTube fan said that he thinks that it might be George
who
killed
Natalie.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if he has it in him. He's such a...
But that's a thing.
Linguini, you know? He's
linguini.
Like a, he's just like...
I just can't linguini.
You know, he's like spineless. But
he's also strikes me as incredibly crazy and
yes.
the type of person who could snap and do it.
Yes. Do you think he has the physical force to...
Well, I don't know that he has the force, but he may be crazy enough where maybe he was able to shoot someone.
Yes,
and,
right.
And not have remorse about it.
Right. Okay, so this is all yet to play out. And so at the end, Susan really wants to partner with Ray, basically have Ray do her dirty work, which is what she always wants. And Ray's just done.
Here, Ray was watching QVC.
And something's going to come up with that. But he's fascinated. It's going to spark some sort of creative energy or something to another plot line.
They showed it twice, and I know there's a reason why.
Yes.
They're showing this again. There's a connection why Ray keeps on looking at that. Or maybe that's where he purchased that necklace for Abby.
On QVC. I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, you so did not.
But maybe. It was odd. He just didn't change the channel.
Well, he's had a bad week, so, you know, maybe that was, like, the most mind-numbing thing he could watch. But I agree, something's going to happen there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, very interesting, and I don't think he's going to play into Sam's wishes. I mean, Ray does kill people, but he usually kills people not because someone says go kill them, but because they really end up deserving it somehow.
And Ray's the only one who does it right. This whole episode, right, we saw everyone trying to be Ray, from Bridget to Daryl.
Bridget was a weird scene.
We'll talk about that, but they all get so emotionally invested and they can't do it. Leave the dirty work to Ray. He has no heart. He's detached. Let him do it.
I feel bad for Ray because you can't save everybody. And Ray obviously feels like he can save everybody. And this was a little bit tricky for me as well because it's too soon after Abby that Ray would lament anyone else, even if they're dead. So I still have a hard time with why he's actually emotionally attached to Natalie.
See, I don't know that it's that he was... I don't think he was that emotionally attached to her, especially romantically. I don't think he had those kinds of feelings for her. But I think is that maybe he saw a kindred spirit in her because they were both broken. And so the fact that this happened, he felt really bad. Plus, it happened at his place.
Yes, no, of course.
So
he wanted to save her, too.
Well, I was thinking he couldn't save Abby, so he feels like, I've got to save somebody.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I'm a damsel in distress. I'm not sure.
I do agree. It was kind of annoying, though, because it was so soon after Abby that this happened. And I feel like Ray always has to be the guy who tries to save the damsel in distress. And that kind of gets irritating after a while.
Yes. And, you know, I was going to mention this later, but I'll mention it now because you've given me a great segue. I think one of the things that's missing for me in this season is, if, you know, hindsight were 2020, I would lessen the violence and the quick changing scenes of, like, something's got to happen, and I'd like to see more character development.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about it a little bit later, maybe, with Pooch's character. Hi, Pooch. We miss you, like always. With Pooch's character, Daryl, I'm really hoping that character takes an arc, but the writers seem to be really fast-paced about just moving things through for action and not character
development. I mean, developing characters, like you said, I saw something different in Terry. We saw Terry being kind of like a father figure, and then also memorizing all of the blood types for his family.
Yeah, that was surprising.
That was nice. And it just showed that he was always going to be a better caregiver to Abby versus Ray.
Yeah,
so he understood that Abby had to go, and he knew that Ray would never let Abby go.
And he tried to explain that to Ray.
That's why he did it, and Ray is just, he will not listen to him.
And it's sad because what Terry did was the rational choice.
Absolutely.
But he just, even how he said that his mother basically made Terry learn everything about everyone because she knew she was going to be leaving, or, well, you know, she was not, didn't have long in the world. And the fact that Terry did it, he shows us that he feels responsible to the family in a deeper way than maybe any of the other brothers. Even though Ray has always seemed like he's trying to protect the family and protect people he cares about, Terry has that protectiveness in a much different way.
Of course, speaking of brothers, that one scene, probably our favorite from the whole episode, when they go after Bunchy's money.
Yes.
We see how all of the brothers get together for the family once more to save the day.
Yes, and there's that theme of brotherhood that comes up. So Bunchy even says, Mom always said, I'm going to know you guys longer than anybody else.
That made me tear up.
So, yes, and Bunchy, sweet Bunchy. And I love how Bunchy doesn't let up on his money. He won't take no, despite
and
perhaps
rational. And your wife
rational.
Is home, Bunchy.
Yes,
shout out to that.
Yes,
I'm happy.
So she's finally, okay, but you brought it up, so I have to talk about this as an animal lover.
The hanging dog.
First of all.
Right, so I've got things to say.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rachel. Then I'll let loose.
I couldn't look. I saw it for a split second. I'm like, okay, I am not going to look at this. My husband was watching with me. I said, Joe, tell me when the scene moves.
Over.
Yeah.
Okay, the one little thing I'll say about that is if you do look, it's clearly a stuffed animal. So okay. You can see, like, if you look at it.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it's not a real dog.
Okay.
Oh, for the love of everybody, it's not a real dog.
Obviously.
But it was meant to be a real dog.
Absolutely not.
And so what bothered me about this scene, so, okay, Bunchy won't let up on the money. Ray does the dirty work. He goes in, and the two brothers can't sit there. So then the three of them end up in the house.
Thank God Harry got out.
They got out. And so Ray goes in the back to get the money. And I'll come back to the dog. He passes this dog who has been tortured. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm glad that Ray's getting the money so easily, because that obviously means this acid crazy man is going to capture him. And Ray's going to bury this guy, because it's been set up that we hate this guy because of how he's treated the dog. So I was a little disappointed, Ray. I thought you could have done more to beat this guy. This is really what I wanted to see.
I was scared for Ray. It looked like...
I was scared for Ray, but I knew because of the dog that Ray was going to prevail.
Mm-hmm. And shout out to that actor, Jack Busey, or Busey. I'm sorry if I'm torturing your last name, but...
Torture, boy.
He was a great add-on to that whole scene. He was so good and so crazy, but I was really scared for Ray. I'm like, Terry, please get out of the house.
Well, see, I thought for a minute there, when Ray comes back and he's got that metal wrench, long wrench, I thought, okay, this guy's going to really get... Because a bullet is so simple. You get a bullet and you're dead. Where's the pain for the pain you have caused?
Yeah.
You know, he caused to Bunchy, and he caused, obviously, to women, and he caused, obviously, to this dog, who... I won't go into it, but if you did watch it, then you know the dog wasn't just killed. The dog was tortured and then killed. So I wanted this guy to get more...
Tortured.
So, next time, people, write that in. Could you
also win? I think Terry wanted this to be a healing moment with Ray, but Ray had to ruin it and say, don't think this changes anything, Terry.
And I think, in a way, if you have siblings, do you guys have siblings?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay. So that, to me, was really well written, because I think that's exactly what a sibling would say. I'm going to hold this over you for as long as I can. And given the emotional state of Ray, it doesn't surprise me that he can't accept what Terry's done for him. But Terry will keep on, because they're brothers. And so at some point, Ray will forgive him.
Maybe.
Who are we talking about? Right.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if he's going to survive these two episodes. It's been so tough for him.
We have a comment?
We have a couple comments.
Yay!
So, well, first of all, shout out to Hubby Joe, who's in the chat.
Hi, love Hubby it. Joe.
Oh, how we love you.
And we have Mystic Mars, who says, this episode was wild.
Crazy, yeah.
Yeah, agreed. Completely agreed.
Finally.
So before we get into comic relief, because that's really the fun part.
Bob the Builder.
And there was some other great names. That was such a fun scene. God. They must have had so much fun shooting that. Let's talk about Bridget for a second. I thought that was a very strange scene.
What do you say to that?
Scene.
What do you say?
Unrealistic. Not.
She's doing exactly what she's just seen her whole life. She wants to get what she wants, so she does what her dad would do. Get a gun and handle it. It's awful.
Yeah, but I just feel like I understand what she's going through. But at the same time, I'm wondering why she gave in so easily. I wasn't expecting that, number one. Number two, I was really angry at that woman for calling the cops on her. Just because she should have... Bridget was breaking down in front of her. I get what Bridget did was completely wrong and inappropriate, but I think that she should have had more compassion for her.
Compassion? We never even saw her be this compassionate towards Abby, towards her own mother. I mean, maybe they try to hide it because also Abby was so into, you know, dying on her terms. But I just wish Bridget showed this side towards her mother.
Well, see, I think... Bridget is doing, she's like a little Ray here. So Ray couldn't save Abby, so he feels like he's got to save Natalie. Bridget couldn't do anything for her mother, and now she's got
great
to save
to
Smitty. That's what I was seeing, but I was thrown a little bit when Bridget throws a hissy fit in a public place for reasons she knows. I mean, she knows why Smitty isn't included in the program, and she wishes it weren't true, but she knows that he can't be admitted, so throwing a fit won't do anything. I thought, if you really want to throw a fit, go to your dad and say, you got him out of the program, now you find a way to get him back in.
Because he would.
Because he would, absolutely, yeah. Right. So I thought it was very, like, 5 to 7 years her junior behavior.
Again, a lot of them are trying to be Ray, when Ray is the only one who can handle Ray Donovan stuff, you know?
Yes. So I was surprised by her outlashing. And then when she got the gun, I was like, oh, that's a Donovan. All right. So she's trying to, sort this out. But obviously she didn't have the wherewithal to do it. And I was very surprised that the woman called the cops.
I'm glad she did, though. It's not healthy behavior. She should be...
Corrected immediately.
Right now. Right. And I'm sure Ray's going to go ballistic.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I would think. On his baby girl, sure.
Here's the thing, though. Both the kids are not in healthy situations right now. They should be going through intensive therapy. So it's beyond calling the cops on her. It should have been more like, I don't know, maybe calling the cops will lead to that. Mm-hmm. I highly doubt it, but... it would have been better to try to seek help. This woman's a doctor. Even though therapy's not her field, she should have been more compassionate and should have maybe sought, therapeutic help for this girl.
Two more episodes, something's going to unfold.
Yeah, two more episodes. It's hard. When someone pulls a gun, it's hard. It's a hard one to call. But awful. I was surprised to see Bridget in the back of a police car.
Yeah.
And already a record for our Bridget then. So, right. Okay, so our comic relief, Bob the Builder. What else do we have here?
Tenant experience.
The elephant. Wait a minute. Yes, for the tenant. Oh, my God.
Magical Johnson.
The
tenant
so good.
Experience.
The elephant trunk?
Something like that.
Yes, right. Yes,
moral of the story, don't buy any of these at 7-Eleven.
Yes, right.
No, or gas station.
And then there was all this, old D-I-C-K, young D-I-C-K. And if they work,
differently. Their chemistry is so real, they need their own spinoff show or something.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I loved how John Voight played it. Yeah. He's just so good.
But then also, trying to hit on that nurse before, it's like, really?
I loved it. Yes, I loved it. Awful. And for a while there, I thought she was going to take him up on it.
Yeah.
She looks under the covers and second glass. Yes.
Yeah.
And maybe it happened. We don't even know.
I was wondering if she was just kind of lying about being married because she didn't like the advance. But
then...
if she ends up being a girlfriend, then I guess we'll know what happened.
She would be his first white girlfriend.
Yep, very true.
So opportunistic little...
Besides the one that he has sex with and then the poor thing got killed.
Oh, yes, right. Besides that one.
Season 3.
Yes, right. Okay, so he finally gets blood extracted from the area. And he says, where's that handsome black man who was in the waiting room? And by then we know that... Daryl has called Jay and they're talking about the script and
can I just say it should have been very obvious what he was walking into. I knew instantly that he was being taped.
You did.
And if it had been Ray would have realized it too.
Yes, I did too. I thought, why are you spilling all this information? And you're letting Jay just say
and
whatever he wants.
The questions he was asking were so, that's how it should have been obvious. Not so much when he walked in, but the questions this guy was asking him and the statements he was making are very, much incriminating sentences.
Exactly.
He
right.
was enjoying his coconut water and just chilling.
Well, he doesn't have the experience.
Poor thing.
Daryl doesn't. So he's not putting it together that he's being set up. And he's still so enamored with the fact that maybe he's a producer. He's going to get producer credit, and he seems to be very taken with that idea that he is overlooking the obvious signs. But let me backtrack for a second. Do you think it's odd that Mickey is so tied to this script? I understand why he wanted the script initially to get out, but it's just caused headache after headache after headache, and he won't back down.
No, go ahead.
I'm not surprised because that's his baby, and he wants it to be a very exact way, and he doesn't want it to be changed, and it's Mickey, so.
Right. I mentioned last week, I said, just take the $100,000, start your whole new life, get your director credit, your producer credit, and just move on, right? I don't understand why he's still holding on to it.
Yeah, I don't either, because it's just not working in the way that he wants, and it's causing a lot of problems. But speaking of problems, how did Daryl get out of that room? Because it seems that he wasn't carrying a wire, but he got out of their grasp somehow to meet Mickey later.
So what I think, first of all, when Mickey goes to pat him on the back, I wasn't sure that he still didn't have a wire. Maybe it was somewhere else. So in the front, maybe. I was almost thinking that he definitely had a wire, and that's why they had to let him go so easily, because they wanted him to get information on his dad. And I really think he would probably do it.
You do? Why do you think he would do it?
He, First of all, he didn't like what Mickey was doing in terms of the script. He kind of felt like we did. Just let it go. Let them do what they're going to do. You're going to get a writer's credit anyway. Mm-hmm. He was more on Jay's side with this. And I think maybe because of how Mickey treats him some of the time, doesn't respect him enough.
He's racist and
doesn't give him the respect that he deserves. So I would think that he would not have a problem doing this to Mickey, especially if he's put on the spot like that.
Mickey's not stupid, though. Mickey does not trust him right now. I think next episode we'll see how it unfolds, but I think he thinks that he's definitely wearing a wire.
So this was a hard scene for me because they joke around so much and they pal around so much and they were having such a good time with those, you know, D-I-C-K jokes and they were
just... blow dryer tip.
Oh my God. Oh yes.
Frozen vegetables.
Oh, and I love how...
And he was actually doing it.
I was so cute.
And I loved how John Voight's like carrying around and then you see like the side profile of John Voight. Too great. You guys, it was so well done.
How about in the scene when he's waiting to see the doctor and he's got his script on top of him.
Yeah.
And Daryl's like, yeah, he's like, why do you have that script with you? Well, I got to use it for something.
So I've seen Daryl say to Mickey so many times, you don't include me as one of your own. I want to be accepted. And Mickey has been saying that he is accepted, but we don't really believe him. And in that sort of character development, I'm expecting these two to grow closer. So it was really sad for me to see that Mickey doesn't trust him, and he was pretending to give him a hug just to double-check the wire. And he was lying to him about, you're my flesh and blood, you're one of my own, because he knew that's what Daryl wanted to hear. So it's really sad that Mickey, whom I thought maybe had progressed a little bit, is really still quite selfish and cruel there.
But also, for a moment, I thought that Daryl actually believed that the dad was going to go through with it. Because he told Jay, he's like, don't worry, I got this. And he didn't know at that moment that his dad called the night before and told Jay, basically, that you're going to do it my way or the highway.
Right.
So just for maybe 5 minutes, Pooch thought he could handle this.
Yeah. Yes, but then I think he still thought he could turn Mickey around and get him to reverse what he had said to Jay the night before.
But it's too late now,
But sure.
We have a couple of comments.
Oh, great.
This is all about Mickey. Hubby Joe says, the movie is his life. Maybe him writing about his life is making him feel better about his choices.
Oh, very good.
And then he says, try some heat. And then Mystic Mars says, I thought Daryl was going to pull out his phone, recording everything. And he's got a crying laughing face.
Yeah.
So just my very favorite scene. But I was sad that these two are now farther apart than they ever were before. And Daryl so needs that connection and that sense of family. I mean, after all, he killed Frank for Mickey.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really put himself out there.
So many things.
And it's not going to go. Mickey's not going to be there for him in that way.
Yeah.
So in that sense, I sort of feel like, all right, Daryl, you should get that script made. You should hop over to Jay then, because Mickey's never going to be there for you. And that kills me. And that's what Ray's always held against Mickey. So.
And now we know why Ray always wanted Mickey to be put in jail.
Yes, that's right. Yes, that's right. So that's sort of a sad scene. We're still got lots of time, so it's a little bit early, but I'm wondering where you guys think the next two episodes are going to go.
Well, before we go there, I do want to mention another fun comic moment that we had. On the drive back to town, three brothers in the car, when Butch made that joke about the nun.
Oh, yeah.
When he was trying to break the ice.
And he told the wrong joke, too.
Terry had to fix the joke.
Yeah, I actually didn't think that was a funny joke. Because,
it wasn't.
Because he was an altar boy himself.
Yeah.
So it was just funny how he was trying to be funny.
Yeah.
With his unsarcastic, awful charm that he has.
He's such a sweet thing. Yes. And it was great to see him back with his wife and baby.
Yeah.
Who seems to have... I mean, for a while there, I thought the wife was going to leave him, but it's great she's back.
First of all, we never found out what happened to the baby, who the baby was staying with. We saw the baby with Mickey, but then Mickey got kidnapped not kidnapped.
So the baby was at the orphanage, or the daycare center.
The whole time?
I don't think so.
I highly doubt it,
the writers haven't clarified that yet.
Yeah, right. Certainly not Bunchy.
No. Because he was in jail for a while. And then... It's just
Not Abby.
Yeah, not Ray.
Not
Terry.
Not Bridget.
No.
See, just all these things that I want to know.
Yes, right, because there's so many. That's why I'm saying, for me, I think I would prefer... prefer fewer storylines and fewer bam, bam, action, action all the time. I mean, poor Ray. Like, does he ever get a break? He's got broken ribs. How is he alive? Exactly right. And I'd like to see more character development and characters developing together or apart.
Season 6, maybe.
Yeah, right, season 6. That's right.
Unless there's a huge bombshell that, you know, that's about to be dropped in the next episode that basically clarifies some of these missing plot holes that were kind of...
Yeah, I mean, we have more and more plot holes that have been filled, particularly because of the last episode with Abby. But still, I love these characters. I've come to love these characters, and I want to see more about how they process grief and grow from it.
And I think that's how it's going to end. If we think about the next 2 episodes, it's probably going to just move forward just a little to get, you know, keep us hanging on to see what's going to, you know, be blasted in season 6.
Yes.
But I don't think we're going to have any answers these next 2 episodes. It's going to get stringed along.
What would be kind of poetic and nice to see is episode 12 maybe ending with a flashback with Abby, and then finally Ray maybe feel some closure somehow by everything that's happened.
That's what I think. We're going to have to get either closure or the inkling of closure to come. Ray still hasn't processed that death, and he's still getting information, actually. Terry was even still giving him information in this episode about how it went down between Terry and Abby, so when he helped her die. So I think there's still a lot of mental processing that Ray has to do, and emotional.
I feel bad for Bridget at that moment when she saw that cancer patient 3 months, you know, post-operation doing so well.
Yes.
And that's why Terry feels like shit, because it's like, you never know, Abby maybe could have survived. And as a brother to brother, I don't know how Ray can even forgive that. Him. So I understand you, Ray.
Yes, I understand you too.
Yeah. We get you.
Yes, yeah. So lots to kind of figure out there. And I think Bridget still also has some healing to do, obviously.
She's got
as we can
see. My God. I would say she probably has, like, next to Ray, probably the most.
Just as
because
much.
She's younger. She no longer really has any parents.
Mother,
yeah.
Right.
I would say parents, too, because Ray's not there.
No,
who's she
not.
Talking to?
I mean, will they still let Bridget go back to NYU?
Well, yeah, that's
what
I'm
wondering. Happen? Like felony?
Where is her life? Like, she just seems like floating with no tether points.
So
like
we
she's
don't,
in New York, she's here.
But we don't see her being bailed out just yet. That's probably
right.
The next episode. So I'm interested to know about her and also Connor, to see if Connor's going to make a visit.
When's the last time we saw Connor?
Oh, a few episodes back.
Yes.
With his wrestling fight or, yeah.
Yeah, like 4 episodes,
and then
episodes
I think
back.
Terry is divorced. Like,
apparently.
Majorly.
So now that's a storyline I really would have liked to have had more closure on.
It seems so sudden that she just, you know, his wife was like, okay, I'm divorcing you.
Okay, they shut the door and moved to the next scene. And so where is the character development there?
Damon.
And I also thought that, what has happened to Damon? Where is
New York.
And then Damon's father showed up, but we didn't have any real closure there. And I thought that Terry was trying to leave Fight Club or put that chapter behind him, but we see so much going on in Fight Club.
He's going
to
come back.
This time.
And we see Ray look at the keys on the kitchen counter at that moment for 2 seconds, and he put 2 and 2 together. He probably said, why are these keys here? Before he had flashbacks about Natalie dying and all that.
And obviously he knew.
In the kitchen.
Yeah.
He knew.
Because Terry even said, give these to Ray, he'll know what it means.
I wish Terry went inside. I know, like, it's like this whole thing right now, because I feel bad that, you know, Natalie died. But maybe if Terry went inside the house just like Natalie asked him to, maybe Terry could have prevented this whole bad thing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
Or he would have been killed too. You
maybe.
Know.
Yes.
Depending upon who was involved.
Because I at first thought Natalie's husband had killed her, but I think whoever came in killed them both.
I think so too. I don't think...
No! Is that what you all think?
Well,
that's
yes,
what I
because...
think.
Why would he just throw himself off a balcony?
I think it has something to do
with
Doug and Sam.
Yes, right.
And I think we're going to find out what, and I think it also has to do with the son.
What if they want these two killed?
But if it has to do with Doug and Sam, so we're back to the beginning of this episode. And how amusing it is. If it has to do with Doug and Sam, why are they fighting and splitting up the company? You'd think they'd be staying together as a force to take on the company.
Unless there's something else we don't know, or one of them wanted to kill Natalie and the other didn't, but because they sort of have this partnership... Right now, anyway.
There's just so much money, so much power.
But Sam keeps killing everybody.
And that's all she's been doing this season. Yes. So let's see how she's going to come back.
You think she's coming back next season?
Do we want to end on a happy, funny note?
We sure do. And then we got to do predictions. But yes, we sure do.
All right. Well, I'll say this first. Hubby Joe says, and this is going back to Mickey and his issue that popped up earlier. Are you happy to see me, or is that a recorder?
Oh, Hubby Joe, that's kill
from
us.
A movie. That's from a, which movie is that from? I know that's from. Movie.
No, isn't that from Tommy Toon?
No.
Roger Rabbit.
No, it's not. I don't think so. Which movie is that from?
I just asked.
Give me a hint. Can you give me a hint? I want to guess. Give me a hint. I'm good with movie lines. Hold up. I know that line. I know that phrase.
Okay, we're getting hints, but...
No, we're not.
Aren't we? Okay.
No, that's not you.
Okay, right. Okay, I'll... Focus, people. Focus. Okay, predictions. Kick it from that side of the table.
I think Ray... Well, first of all, like we've been saying, Sam is up to something much deeper than we know.
Yes.
Oh,
that's what
we don't. And then on top of that, I think that Ray is going to have to be the one to go bail Bridget out.
Yes, because who else is there? I guess maybe Terry.
Yeah, she might call Terry, but if he, I don't know.
Right.
Ray will still be the one to do it.
Let's see. I don't even know where to start. I think Ray is going to sort out a lot of issues with Sam moving forward. I don't know if it's going to involve Doug or going to court, all these things. Also, let's see. I think it might be the end for Mickey. I have this small little inkling that they might really put him into jail for this time, for this whole action. Mm-hmm.
And then he'll get out in season 6.
Maybe, yeah.
And he'll get out again. That's
and then Bridget.
Yeah. Okay.
Her mental life.
Yeah.
Yes, I hope they do something, because that's where you have a chance to do some really great writing, is Bridget. And she's so young, so how's she going to develop from this? So it'll be interesting to see about that. I think Ray is going to bury Sam and Doug. I think he's going to go out of his way to say, I know this, I know that, and
family.
He's going to just pull the rug right out from under them, because he has no pity for anybody, and he doesn't really need the money. And why he doesn't have anyone to spend the money on, I mean, it's beyond that. He doesn't need it anymore. I think what's really going to happen is that Ray's going to have a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to see some real, like, cracking apart, just like that poster of the season shows. I think he's really going to come unglued somehow, and that's going to be where the healing has to start.
Healing.
And from there, we'll go to episode 6.
Where
season
is the therapist?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question. Hopefully they start off with him season 6, that Ray is going back to him on a consistent way.
Yes, except that guy hated Ray, and Ray hated him right back. I don't think it's the right therapist for him. He was like a court-appointed something or other. So I think Ray's going to work it out in a very less institutional, unconventional way. We will see. Those are our predictions for sort of episode, season 6 and, of course, eps 11 and 12. So we will be back next week and the week after. And if you don't know, our last show is Halloween. We're dressing up, people.
Yes,
so
we are.
Hopefully you guys are as well.
I don't know yet what I'm going to be, but I know I'm dressing up.
Yeah.
I'm a breakfast item.
A vegan breakfast item. She's a vegan breakfast item.
Well, it's a vegetarian breakfast item, and you're going to like it. I'm telling you for sure. Okay, my name is Elizabeth Alfano, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at DinnerPartyCHGO. All my celebrity interviews at The Dinner Party TV. I, too, am on classic old Facebook at Elizabeth Alfano. And go Cubs. I do love you. Go Cubs.
Yay, ladies. Cubs. I'm Louisa Sharamati, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at LuluSharTV and on Facebook. Look at Louisa Sharamatian.
And I'm Rachel Goodman. You can find me on Instagram or Twitter at Rach Goodman or on Facebook at Rachel Ann Goodman. I also am on The Young and the Restless on Sundays and on Outlander, which is returning on Sunday.
Yay!
Okay, everybody, we'll see you next
week.
Bye, folks.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.